Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Blaine Holt, General United States Air Force retired, helping me to understand air engagement, air provocations, air diplomacy, especially in what appears to be, the first time it was, the second time it was, this time it's enemy action. Russian provocation, not only along the NATO frontier, but in the American frontier as well. But we go to the NATO frontier now. Headline, Russia steps up provocations in Europe, alarming leaders. European officials fear that Moscow is escalating its antagonism of Europe as U.S. support recedes. Election interference in Moldova. It includes Russia flying drones into Poland and Romania again and again, so much so that the drones are now a major threat to our European allies. And they're talking about something as fantastic as a drone wall. The Financial Times reporting last week, the EU will draw up plans to build and help finance interlinked drone defenses across the entire continent's borders and critical infrastructure, according to the defense commissioner of the bloc. EU defense ministers held a hastily arranged meeting on Friday after Russian manned and unmanned aircraft repeatedly crossed into European airspace in recent weeks. They call it a drone wall. Blaine, what do you know of, what does anybody know of a drone wall? These packages were surveillance when they crossed into Poland. A drone wall sounds a magnificent enterprise, but is it believable?
So there is the technology now, and I think what they mean by drone wall is these massive arrays of microwave mobile vehicles, and they look like a wall. They literally look like a wall, big panel, and it's up in the sky, can be moved around. And so when you pick up the drones with your radars, then you will find and identify the frequency that they're operating on. You will jam that and send the drone right to the ground. That's a good way to get at drones. And I think that they would layer that in with a laser-based system. And I think that they would layer that in with alternative measures, nets, and the other types of things that they can do to go counter drone. The thing that I think is very important here, though, is there's a lot of assumptions in the press about the drones, their point of origin, and they counter what Foreign Minister from Russia Lavrov has said publicly. And I'm not saying that we should say that, if Lavrov has refuted these drone reports, then he's correct. But what I am saying is because there is two different views about the origins of those drones, this thing needs to be investigated because we're so at the edge of possibly dramatically escalating this war. I'd sure hate to think we were doing it over a false report.
Drones closed civilian and military airports in Denmark after NATO and the EU had called Russia reckless for flying drones and fighter aircraft into the airspace of Poland, Romania, and Estonia. I want to concentrate on Poland. You were at NATO. Mm-hmm. You were in a position of command authority. Poland, is it different than all the rest because of Russia, or do you just assume that it's well-trained?
So I loved working with the Polish military at NATO because of their direct nature and their very, very clear, sober view towards the threats that their countries faced. They train for those threats. They certainly understand Russian military capabilities, and they also understand that a misstep could put Poland into a very bad situation very, very quickly. And so in terms of the military of Poland, very, very responsible, very well led, three-star general Blazus, Peter Blazus is a friend of mine. He's going back to be the chief of defense there. And they're just extremely, we couldn't hope for a better, more responsible military in Poland than the one we have right now.
The European Union says in this report of the Financial Times, we do not have such capabilities, so that's why we see a very big need. There are some commercial or national capabilities by different countries, but they are not covering the whole need. This is the defense minister of the EU. I think that is a pleasant way of saying we need the U.S. To your knowledge, does the U.S. have the capability of a drone wall?
Oh, yes, we do. And they do, too, but not in the way that they want. I think what I hear is that Europe is acknowledging that it is underinvested in its own defense all these years, and they're now going to follow President Trump's leadership and spend that 5% on capabilities that matter instead of, hey, Germany bought a bridge. We're going to count that as towards the 5%. That's not good enough. Go buy a drone wall. It's much more relevant.
In these last hours, the report from Ukraine is that the Russians launched, I think the number was 500 drones at Kyiv. There were casualties. There were KIAs. 500 drones sounds like a lot to me, but Russia's clearly capable of hundreds more. Your understanding, can that be defeated if it comes in and they're killer drones, 500 or more?
Swarms are really bad to deal with. Currently, Ukraine does not have the defenses to deal with a 500-drone swarm. We're going to have to kind of change the way we look at defense. That's why these walls and these microwave arrays are so important. It would be helpful if we could get them into Ukraine. But moreover, you got to look at the industrial base. The Russians are now turning out 1,000 Garand drones a day. And that means that there's still positive drones in their inventory, even if they wage a 1,000 drone swarm attack on Ukraine. And they seem to be now getting right at the capital and Western cities as well. And so there again, the Ukraine does not have a military option in front of it. So what the Europeans should now do, and they're 6 months late, is follow President Trump's leadership and help President Zelensky understand that he's got to come to terms with Russia, and we've got to get this war ended.
General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force, retired previously at Brussels, so for NATO, so he speaks very carefully about our allies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.